I'm Jeff Nally here on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Jed Bauer is with us, the president of the National Corn Growers Association. Jed, you're fresh off of a board meeting in St. Louis a few days ago. I'm just curious, was that a wrap-up meeting, or were you setting strategy moving ahead for 2026?
Oh, definitely setting strategy. I mean, there's so many moving pieces going on right now in agriculture and with the government. Just trying to verify positions, trying to figure out what next steps are going to be, and trying to look long term. We got to keep driving demand. We got to keep looking at these input prices. You know, it's all part of it.
Jed, is it frustrating to hear, and I'm not critical, but is it frustrating, though, to hear the administration suggesting that there is going to be a bridge assistance, but they can't begin to tell you about it until next week, and then the checks probably won't be available until sometime in February? As I've talked with other farmer leaders, the situation is that money is needed right now, some to settle operating loans for last year and others to try to start making plans for 2026.
Oh, you're definitely right. It is frustrating. I'm hearing from growers all over the country. And the sad thing is, Jeff, in certain regions, you know, they've been in this situation for a couple years. And, I mean, we all know this isn't a long-term fix. We all know it's a short-term. Hopefully it'll get a lot of growers through plant season. But I'm starting to hear from a lot of areas across the U.S. that this might not even get guys through planting season.
Well, thinking about the loss, when I talked to your cohorts in the American Soybean Association, when I was with them in St. Louis, they suggested that of the $11 billion, that would only cover about a fourth of the loss of what soybean farmers have seen. And that doesn't include corn or cotton or rice or other row crops.
No, and that's the sad thing. I'm not sure what the entire goal was from the administration. I know they're eager to help. I know they appreciate farmers, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if their goal is just to try to, you know, surf, I guess, make the bankers happy to try to float us another year. But I mean, with it, I guess to all the listeners out there, Jeff, it's so bad. We were in the board meeting. Obviously, they announced this. And as the board meeting progressed that day, one of my fellow board members said they already got a call from a landowner saying, hey, I'm here. You're getting all this money. How much of it's mine? And that's the issue that we have with this entire bridge payment. The thought is great. We appreciate it. But it has done nothing for our cost of production. Everybody in the world knows we're going to get it at some point. And they haven't given us any breaks.
Well, the situation is that you're getting the bridge payment because your commodity price is below the cost of production. So it's not like you're getting extra money. You're just trying to survive another year. But that's pretty much a statement that you can find with landowners overall.
They
want that certain amount of money, and I don't necessarily believe that some of them care where it comes from.
No, I hope that's not the case, but you're probably right in certain circumstances. But, you know, I know for us here in Ohio, we've had such expansion in the technology sector and the industry sector that it's drove land prices up drastically, which in turn carries on to taxes. So we're all seeing the strain on that side of agriculture. And I'm just, you know, we all know it's a Band-Aid, but we have got to get some long-term solutions done. We've got to get this E15 over the threshold here, hopefully next month. We've got to start looking at to finish up the farm bill. These trade markets are just so dire. I testified there a couple weeks ago on USMCA, on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. And that's huge for us in the corn industry. I mean, that's our number one corn export and our number one ethanol export. And I was shocked in that room of how many people do not like that agreement. And we're going to have our work cut out for us there.
So you already have G.T. Thompson, the chairman of the House Ag Committee. He's openly said this week there needs to be another $10 billion that needs to go out in bridge assistance for producers. Use it from the CCC now and then get Congress later next year to replenish the CCC. Jed, do you and your board members believe that the $11 billion is enough, or does there need to be more, do you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, honestly. In certain regions, I think that'll get us through. But in other areas, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, hearing from growers around the country, it is not enough. And unfortunately, the lack of work by Congress over the years and with these trade wars we're in, it's put us in a position. I mean, we're being used to a degree as a bargaining chip from the other countries around the world against our country. And we're in a bad spot because of it.
I'll let people draw the parallels for this, but I remember a story. Frankly, I used it back in the 80s when we were going through this crisis before. There's an oak tree and a pig, and there's a pig at the base of the oak tree, and in the tree there is an owl. And the pig is rooting around eating acorns, but he's disturbing the dirt around the roots. And the owl says, "Pig, be careful, you're disturbing the roots. You'll kill the tree." And the pig says, "I don't care as long as I have acorns." You know, if you want to have customers and if you want to have people to care for your land, at some point we need to really start paying attention. What does it take to keep the farmer on the land? And I don't think we're talking about anywhere in here, whether it's crop insurance or the reference prices in the farm bill, or whether it's this bridge. We're not trying to hand money out to so that you guys can buy the golden goose with golden eggs. You're just trying to pay the rent so you can do it again next year for nothing.
Well, and that's it, Jeff. I mean, you know, as growers, you know, we want to do what's right. We want to treat this land. I mean, what we've learned over the past, you know, years I've been farming, we've learned so much on how to make the ground so much better than it was in the past. And we want to continue that trend. We obviously want to make it better for our upcoming generations that are going to take over. And, man, we get pinched like this, and it truly makes it hard because you want to do what's right. And most of us, I mean, that's what we're going to continue to try to do somehow. But you start looking at the big picture, and there's so many absentee landowners that don't understand. And it worries me for American agriculture where we're going to be if we can't get some help on building some long-term demand and looking into these input prices and trying to find something reasonable that we can live with on a margin scale for the American farmer.
Unfortunately, the economics of scale is still the bottom line. And that means you have to have size to survive. And the tighter the times, the bigger you are, the better chance you have to bring it about. So what we risk again is the losing of a generation, either of the young farmer who's trying to come in and claw his way in, or for the medium-sized farmer that's just trying to bring both edges around. Even the medium-sized farmer, you're talking about millions of dollars. That's what it takes to make this work. And I think I saw some analysis the other day that was talking about corn farmers losing $200, $250 an acre over this past year. That's not sustainable.
It is definitely not. And that's just over the past year, those numbers reflect. I mean, that doesn't count the previous couple years. It's a tough situation, and you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, you're driving consolidation to try to stay sustainable. And again, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I'm that smaller grower in the size comparison. And I have now my son, who could potentially be the sixth generation, who I was not sure if he wanted to farm, is now showing interest. And man, it's a tough situation, and I don't want to push him away, but I also, you know, I want to keep him excited about the farm. I hope he comes back, but I need to keep his eyes open at the same time that maybe we need to find something off farm that potentially has the opportunity and the time to allow you to come back and help, so you can hopefully take this operation over someday. And it's tough as a father looking at that.
Our conversation this morning is with Jed Bauer. He is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. More with Jed next here on the Morning Edition on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.